Hi, I'm Jason Robinson. I'm the pastor of Mountain Baptist Church in Fairmont, West Virginia. And I just wanted to share with you real quick how you can know 100% sure that you're going to heaven. First of all, the Bible teaches that we're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And even in that same chapter, it says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." And so, first of all, we need to realize that we're all sinners. Everybody's committed to sin, and the Bible says sin is a transgression against the law. So we've at least told a lie or coveted or done something like that. So since we've all sinned, the Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." So we all deserve death because of our sin, but not just a physical death, but also a spiritual death, which would be in hell. And so the Bible says actually in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14, it says, "And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death." And the Bible also says in Revelation 21:8, it says, "But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So we know that, you know, we've all at least told a lie before, and it says all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So that verse teaches us that we all deserve hell. We all deserve that lake of fire. But the good news is that God does not want us to go there. He's not willing that any should perish. And He'll have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So the truth of the matter is God loves you and wants you to be saved, wants you to be saved from that hell. But you have to realize that there's something you're being saved from, which is the lake of fire, which is hell. And so 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And the Bible says that He was born of the Virgin Mary, and He was God manifest in flesh. So Jesus Christ was God, and He walked on the earth for about 33 years. And the Bible says that that in Him is no sin. It says that that he lived a perfect life. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. But at the end of His life, obviously, we know the story that He was crucified. And the Bible says that when He was crucified, He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin. And who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. And so since we've sinned, He came to die for our sins and to take our place. And so the Bible says that He died on the cross with our sins on Him. And when He died, His body was put into a tomb. But His soul, the Bible says, was not left in hell, neither His flesh did see corruption. So the Bible says that, you know, that his soul was in hell, his body was in the tomb. But it wasn't left there, because 3 days later, the Bible says that he rose from the dead. And that's what He did to pay for our sins. And in Romans 6:23, the bad news is there, which it says, "For the wages of sin is death." But the good news is in that same verse where it says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So we deserve hell. We deserve death. But Jesus paid that price for us, and He purchased eternal life for everybody that's ever lived or ever would live. But the Bible says there, it's very clear that it's a gift. It says that it's a gift of God. Now, if I were to give you this Bible and I said, "This is a gift to you, but you got to give me a dollar for it," that wouldn't be a gift. Or if I said, "I'm going to give you this Bible, but you got to come to church for me every Sunday," that wouldn't be a gift. Or if I gave you this Bible and you got to keep my commandments, do everything I tell you to do, mow my grass, wash my car, it wouldn't be a gift. Same thing with salvation is the fact that if Jesus is giving us eternal life, then if we had to go to church for it, or we had to live a good life or keep His commandments, it's not a gift. But it's also eternal life, which means that it never ends. So we believe that salvation's a one-time deal. You get it once and it lasts forever. And it's once saved, always saved. And that's where we get it from, is because it's eternal life. Now, the question is how do we get it, right? It's out there for everybody. Jesus died for everybody. But what is the requirement to accept that gift? Well, someone asked the exact question, "What must I do to be saved?" in the book of Acts. And in Acts 16 and verse 30 and 31, it says that the Philippian jailer came up to Paul and Silas and asked that exact question. And it said, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." So the only requirement that's in that passage is to believe. And it doesn't say turn from your sins or turn over a new leaf or go to church, be baptized, live a good life. It doesn't say don't commit murder or don't commit suicide. It says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And so it's very clear that it's by faith. And then in Genesis chapter 15, it talks about the fact that Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And it says that David spake of the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. So before the Old Testament, it was by faith. In the Old Testament, it's by faith. And in the New Testament, it's by faith. And Jesus, bringing in the New Testament, who's the mediator to the New Testament, says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so the Bible is very clear that it's by faith. It's whosoever believes, and you have everlasting life. And John 5:24, the big thing to understand is the fact that you get that eternal life the moment you believe. It says in John 5:24 that Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So you have there in present tense and future tense the fact that you have everlasting life and you shall not go into condemnation. And so we know 100% sure we're going to heaven, and we can never lose our salvation. And anybody that believes they can lose their salvation is not saved, because they're not believing that Jesus is actually giving them that eternal life. They're not believing what Jesus said he would do for them if they put their faith in him. The reason we know we're going to heaven, the reason I know 100% sure I'm going to heaven, is because I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's how we can know. But once you understand that, once you understand, hey, I'm a sinner, I deserve hell because of my sin, and I realize that Jesus paid that price on the cross and rose again the third day, and that that death, burial, and resurrection pays for my sin in full. Once you realize that, the Bible says there's a way to express that faith that you would have in him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so calling on the name of the Lord is as simple as just asking God for salvation. If you believe what I showed you in the scriptures, or if you're not sure that you had believed that before, then you can just bow your head and I'll lead you in a simple prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that I'm a sinner and that you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose again the third day. I'm trusting you to take me to heaven and give me eternal life. Please save me. Amen. And so the reason we know we're going to heaven is because we put our faith in Christ. And if you have any questions, contact Mountain Baptist Church and at mountainbaptistwv@gmail.com or visit our website at mountainbaptist.org. Thank you. God bless you and have a good day.